Hello there, I'm Matthew Clark.
And you are a service user of RNIB, correct?
Yes, I've been a service user, a supporter of RNIB for many years, probably 10 years ago, if not more. When I moved to Glasgow for university, I became a member of HAGAI, the wonderful youth forum in Scotland. When I became a bit too old for that, I stayed involved still. And the last year since leaving work, following just being very unhappy and not feeling I was being supported to progress, I've been well supported by RNIB again as I've come back into the fold that's helped me maintain a busy, healthy, happy lifestyle to get me back towards the stage where I'm going to be going back into employment soon. And that's involved being a part of our local Connect walking group. It's involved having the time to come along to this wonderful conference that's finally back at the Glasgow Science Centre many years after we stopped having tech share, but we're now back for Inclusive Design for Sustainability.
Yes, and it has been a great conference so far. We've had over a day and a half of great workshops, presentations and exhibitions. What have been your highlights particularly for you from the conference?
What stood out for me, I think, as a start, is there's a little bit more being spoken about rather than just technology. There's this focus on inclusive design more holistically. The conversation is being tried to be swayed towards how can this be done sustainably, but how can this fit into the sustainability agenda, I suppose. But also there's more general or other services and information here at the conference that is relative to RNIB and innovations in other parts of the visually impaired space. So one of the interesting things I've looked at the marketplace this morning is a demonstration of a tactile ballot paper. So I had the chance with a real voting booth to try filling in a single transferable vote for a Scottish style local election. So being able to feel the boxes that were raised, the edges of the boxes, and being able to write my numbers into them, which although I'm partially sighted, I tried to do just by touch rather than using any of my vision. And I asked one of our wonderful campaigns team members, Katrina Burness, who I've met over the years, I asked her, is this an eligible ballot paper? Can you see my preferences? And she said, yes, we can. So although my first impression, I wasn't sure if it was quite as tactile as I would have liked, it's a bit of progress, which is really exciting, and I suppose something that makes it much more realistic to be used. It is the same shape and size. Other than being a wee bit tactile, it's completely indistinguishable from an ordinary ballot paper, so requires less adjustment, I suppose, if it's going to be more of a mainstream type of paper, potentially. That's left me quite excited. Another exciting thing that I saw this morning was a new piece of technology that's an innovation developing on what SimSpecs have done for many years. Now, I know it's controversial, SimSpecs. A lot of people don't like them, but I'm a believer in what many advocates for them say, that you can win over someone to the need for inclusive and accessible design with a 30-second pitch using simulation, that you could never communicate and leave them with such a lasting impression in any PowerPoint or TED talk, potentially. They're much more likely to remember it, especially if they're not such an active listener. But using virtual reality, this Irish company have developed a solution where you put on a headset and can have vision impairments simulated where your eyes are being tracked. So even with my sight loss, I've got about 5% of sight, I was able to see simulation in several different virtual environments. And I was really interested in the possible applications of this, because one moment I was stood trying several different sight conditions on a street with passing traffic and buses, another moment I'm in a classroom, another moment I'm on a bus, and another I'm on the London Underground. In the IMAX theatre, I think one of the most interesting bits for me yesterday were several short presentations that all related to mobility and navigation related technology applications, and to have several of these summarised to me in succession gave me a real idea of where innovations and current apps and technologies or upcoming apps and technologies might be for us to try right now. In the case of the Welcome app, which has been going for a couple of years now, and there are several venues with that. Another guy who was talking yesterday runs Waymap, which is going to be launching in the UK later this year. And not that I even quite understand how, but supposedly Waymap needs no built infrastructure around of a person or retrofitting in a physical environment, even an indoor environment, to be able to help you with indoor navigation. Now, of course, I want to give that a go when it's launched because I've not quite got the spare cash right now to go on holiday to Washington, D.C., where apparently it's been rolled out in the tri-state area already. But those are just two of the innovations, and there have been even more spoken about. And after several years when RNIB had a lot of organisational change and we didn't have tech share happening anymore, it was very much changed to be pivoted exclusively towards professionals, really, run in London by AbilityNet. And that's all well and good, but I love the format that RNIB's conferences have taken, that it is this wonderful melding of community members, volunteers, professionals, where we can create this great conversation and everyone come away more empowered, more interested. And there's techie people like me here, but there's also several friends of mine who I don't think are such big techies, but who are here because they know it's a great environment and they want to find out the latest goings on for themselves. And I love that so many people can be here, and that after the last few difficult years that we're doing something so wonderful as this in person again. It just feels so thrilling to be here, and I look forward to all the takeaways that I will have and that so many others will have from this.
Matthew Clark, thank you very much for speaking to us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.